This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome. Morning Devotions was Napoleon Bonaparte who said, courage is not having strength to go on, it's going on when you don't have strength. There are all kinds of things that can drive you to desperation, financial worries, a marriage perhaps that's gone sour, or a physical illness that goes on and on. The despair of not feeling good about yourself, or embarrassment, or a combination of these plus a thousand other factors. So what do people do when they're desperate? Well, some people do nothing at all. They just sink deeper and deeper into a pit of despair. But at the point of your desperation, you can find God. That's the wonderful thing. He's never indifferent to those who cry out. Another way of saying is that when you get to the end of your rope, you can stop playing games with God. Cry out in desperation. Jesus will hear you and say to you, hold on, I'll show you the way out. I came back from the darkness of the tomb and take my hand and walk with me. I'm talking today about breaking through despair into hope. And remember that God has a master plan for your life. You can be confident of this. Have a look if you've got a Bible at Philippians 1 verse 6, that God will complete the work in you. Often we're searching and trying to find God's will, but you can trust God's leadership for your life. And faithfulness in little things leads to greatness. So don't listen to what the world tells you about greatness. You are a person, you are God's workmanship. I think it's time for many of us to take charge of negative thinking. You know, to be around people who are negative, it's not a very good thing. You've got the power to cast down the thoughts of despair and hopelessness. You don't have to be a captive to negative thinking. You can renew your mind, and that's what the Bible can do by reading the Bible, thinking about it. It's not a matter of trying harder to change. Have a look, for example, at Psalm 139 in the New Testament. Read it through. Read it aloud if you want to, and let the words come into your life. And Philippians 4:19, another great statement. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The psalmist from the Old Testament, he would have despaired. He said, I would have despaired unless I'd believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. He was sharing his view with others. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Just wait on the Lord. Let me briefly tell you about a Myanmar church minister. His name was Reverend Haylang Win Young. He grew up in North Myanmar. He owned a lumber mill, and he used to make wooden altars for the Buddhist idols. He was a very successful man. He started drinking alcohol. He had no time for religion. And at that time, the economics of Myanmar were very unstable, and the communist rebels caused terror for many people in the outskirts of a town not far from where he lived. So at that time, it was a very dangerous place. There was a terrible day when rebels stormed his house, and they took him out to a jungle and tied him up. They threatened, actually, that they'd kill him with a machete 10 o'clock one night. What went wrong here? They believed that he was a government spy, which he wasn't. And he describes this terrible ordeal. He felt totally despaired in this jungle. 1 o'clock that afternoon, a group of three rebels came on horseback and heard him screaming for help. And strangely, one of them said to him, why don't you ask Jesus for help? He always helps. That's all he could do. And 3 hours later, another rebel came. They asked more questions, and he was just so fearful. Come 10 o'clock, he'd be dead. But at 7 o'clock, these three rebels realized they'd made a mistake, that this was not the rebel that they were looking for. 3 hours before he was to be executed, they let him go, and he went home. So the man believed it was a miracle. And in 1982, Haylang was baptized. He accepted Jesus as his Savior, started a new life, and was ordained into the church. He actually started an orphanage to help many people. And he believes to this day, Psalm 118 is true. His mercy endures forever. I shall not die, but I will live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. We can break through this despair into hope when we trust in you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.